basically, you know, standard reporter questions. You know, we'll start off with who. Who is this? Who's this for? What's this for?
This is for the Life Chain, the Right to Life movement, to try to end abortion and all abuse of life.
Okay. And so it's just exercising your First Amendment rights to express your ideas, or?
Yes, just trying to get it out, trying to gain support for the movement, try and get the message out, you know.
Okay. My understanding, this only happens once a year, right? First Sunday in October?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. So that's the who, what, where, when is today, obviously. Now, why are you doing this?
Because I believe that abortion's wrong and that, I mean, life is sacred and that it should be respected and cared for and not abused and neglected.
Okay. Now, and how is this going to be used or benefit people?
Well, I mean, if you get this out, and I mean, I think that just having a society that does not respect life is not a very good society, and that, I mean, it's not very functional. I mean, it's not gonna, if you kill life, then your society's not gonna continue to be in existence. I think if you respect life, then you're gonna have a better society, a happier society, that sort of thing.
Okay, any final comments?
Respect life and love life.
Okay, thank you, appreciate it. Right, basically, what?
Oh, I'm not sure I want to do it on a live mic.
It's not live. I mean, it's recorded. It'll be on the internet, though. You don't want to answer questions through the internet? What, where, when, why, how? You're not on live. It'll be on the internet, though. So you don't want to document this?
Sure.
Sure or no? I mean, okay. So what? Who is this? No, you don't have to identify. Who is this?
This is most of the Catholic, or not just Catholic, but most of the Christian churches in the area.
Okay, yeah, this is the Right to Life Chain, right?
Yes, Right to Life.
Okay, and it happens once a year, October, first Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
First Sunday.
I'm not sure. No, whatever. I just wanted to get base. Yeah, this is for a thing called the Media Collective.
Okay.
We try to document various happenings in the Chauncey Village area.
Okay.
And so this is, it's a fairly new thing. And then I was driving by and saw everyone out here.
Okay.
So it's a yearly thing, and I just thought I'd come out and try to cover it.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the who. And the what is this?
The Right to Life Chain.
I mean, but what is that?
It's just whoever wants to come out standing peaceably with signs and praying peacefully. Just our presence is enough, usually.
Okay. And then the where, obviously, we're in the Chauncey Village area.
Actually, it starts over by the courthouse.
Yeah. Because that's the whole chain aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did see some people over there. Okay, so the who, what, where, when, obviously today, the first Sunday, the 7th.
Yes.
And then who, what, where, when, why?
Just to promote a respect for human life at all stages, really. A lot of people think it's just about abortion, but it's about right to life at all stages of life.
So, like, death penalty would be included in there?
Yes, definitely.
Are there any signs that say that they're against the death penalty?
I think so. Somewhere.
Somewhere?
I know.
Okay, you have the, this says the life, the first inalienable right, and then you have other signs. Are they all the same thing?
Jesus forgives and heals. Abortion kills children.
You have a lot of signs, so.
What's that one?
Adoption is a loving option.
All right, yeah, I saw all those.
I think there are a few more down there.
Okay. Where, when, why? And then, how do you think this is all going to help?
Hopefully it just makes people think about it, whether they think good or bad. I mean, it's just the putting it in your mind.
Yeah, it's speech. The whole point is speech.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're out here exercising your First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble, say what you want, print what you want.
Definitely.
Any final comments?
Just pray.
Thank you very much. You? Do you want
sure.
Quick synopsis. It's just standard who, what, where, when, why, how.
Hi.
Right, so who's this? Who's this to you?
The Life Chain really is just a way that so many people think that the pro-life movement is just people that are very ugly, that don't have any love or care for those that are hurting and in unplanned situations. And And that's not true at all.
Okay.
Because there are different organizations and different churches that are represented here today that we do believe in the sanctity of human life and that all life is, that we're all entitled to it. And it's just here as a way to show people that we're, you know, that this can be done respectfully, that it can be done orderly, and that can be done in a way that would glorify and honor God. Our nation has become so corrupt, and there are very few real morals and ethics. People think that the real truth is within them. But if we go to the real source of truth, which is for us is the Word of God, we're not. You know, we're born with original sin. And out of that, we think that as people, we can make decisions that pertain to life and death of others. And we went from saying that it's okay to kill babies to now where they want to kill the elderly. They want to kill people that have mental retardation. And there will be a point to where, if something doesn't happen soon to stop the mudslide that we're in, you know, they'll only be looking for perfect people to be alive. Any of us with imperfections, someone will deem us unfit to live.
So like eugenics.
Sure. And it's not about that. God ordained life. He knew and had a purpose for each and every person before we were born. And we want to interject and say, oh, I know better than you do. And it's learning that things happen, but there are people there that really care. They really love other people, and they want to help. And we're not, you know, I guess we're not these monsters that some people have made us out to be. We're very loving and very caring people, and not only do we stand here and hold up signs, that we literally work in the field, and I help and talk to young ladies who find themselves unmarried and conceived, possibly pregnant. They, not only do we care about saving that baby, but if they have children, there's parenting classes where I work at and I volunteer. There's clothing that they help. They care about the details of people's lives. And that's what this is all about. It's just an annual visible way to show people that life is truly sacred and that we all have a right to live.
Very well put. I think you answered everything except maybe the how. How do you think this is going to help?
You know, the how is if we can save one person from the horrors of an abortion and the destruction of that human life, that is how we'll make a difference. And it'll begin with one decision, one person at a time.
Thank you. That's excellent. Thank you. All right, just simple, who, what, where, when, why, how?
Okay, well, I'm here basically to represent the over 3,000 babies who get murdered every day in the United States because of the laws of abortion.
Okay, so that's kind of the who. And so this is the chain of life, or is it the right to life chain? I'm trying to remember.
It's the life chain.
The life chain, the life chain.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the who. Now, what is this?
This is a group of people all across the Lafayette community and West Lafayette community, obviously, who are here to basically stand together and say we do not agree with the way the laws are, and we're here to say that, besides what the media would tell you today,
that's why we're out here as the media collective to try to maybe dispel those things.
Right, and that's exactly what we're here trying to do today, is say that we are here as a group, and we're here to say that no to abortion.
Okay, just who, what? Obviously, we're in the Chauncey, West Lafayette area, and that's what I try to cover with this internet thing, just the village kind of area. I was driving through and saw everyone out here. I forgot that it was the 1st October, and so I came back out to do some interviews. Okay, so that's the where. The when, obviously, 1st October, first Sunday in October.
Yeah.
And that's, now why?
The children are dying. Their children are being murdered, and it's not right. It's not right. They don't have a voice. They don't have a voice. They don't have a choice. And some people think they have the right to choice, and we believe that every child has the right to be alive.
Now, earlier up on the chain, they said that this wasn't just solely for abortion. It was basically all life. Now, what about the death penalty?
I'm not even going to go there. That's a different subject for me.
Okay. Yeah. No. And that's fine.
That's fine. You know, for me, this is about the abortion issue.
Okay.
And we'll tackle one at a time.
Okay. So who, what, where, when, why? Now, how about the how? How do you think this is going to help?
It's just one more, just one part of the small bits. It's not this by itself won't do anything, but this plus everything else we do on our efforts to make people aware, make people realize. That this is not right, and that's what this is. Just part of the process of reversing the laws.
Okay, excellent. Any final comments?
No, that'd be good.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Who is this?
Well, these are a bunch of Christians who believe that God's got a purpose for each one of us, and that every human is important, and that no one has the right to erase the life of another human being. Because we're all made in the image of God, and we're all important, significant.
Okay. Now, what would you, how would you describe this? What is this?
Well, it's a bunch. I'd say it's a bunch of believers standing out here, just proclaiming truth. Number one, that abortion is murder, and that, on the other hand, that God's willing to forgive and cleanse people of their sins, abortion and otherwise. And that we just need to take a stand for truth.
Excellent. Who, what, where? Obviously, we're in the Chauncey area. When? First Sunday in October, every year. Why?
Well, because if God's people don't speak out the truth, who's going to do it?
Okay. Now, the big one, how? How do you think this is going to help?
Well, I think just first making a proclamation is important in itself. One person by himself making a proclamation might seem weak, but I just think of people in Nazi Germany, for example, making a statement. One person standing out for truth is significant, even if it's not noticed by anybody else. Just the fact that somebody is taking some kind of a stand for truth is significant.
Exercising their rights to express themselves and their views.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Any final comments?
Well, I just the other thing is I would hope that people driving by and seeing the signs and would take a second thought about themselves and their life, where they're going, what it all means. And human life is significant for babies, and of course we were all babies at one time, so it's a good thing to think about.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
So who is this?
Well, this group right here is the Upper Room Christian Fellowship. Is basically a group of many, many churches from around this town that come out to do this once a year. So,
yeah, on the first Sunday in October.
Yeah, I think it's usually the first Sunday in October.
So that's the who. Now, what is this?
It's called Life Chain. It's basically just a demonstration of people that think that abortion is a huge mistake and want to try to prevent people from making that wrong choice. So,
who, what, where? We're in the Chauncey area.
Yeah, we're in the Chauncey area.
Why, who, what, where, when, first Sunday in October, we said. Now, why?
Well, the reason is because we believe that human life is precious and God has created people to serve Him, and we don't want to see people's lives destroyed before they even have the chance to do that and to make a decision to follow God. So that's basically why.
Okay, the big one, how do you think this is going to help?
Well, I think that we won't know that right away. We won't know until eternity, really. But I think that a lot of people, you can tell from the reactions of some of the passersby that they're being convicted. We get some negative reactions, and I think that those are people that really are being touched by this, maybe surprisingly. So I think that we can see some results now.
Okay. You said, Pastor, you care to give a quick synopsis of what kind of comments you've been getting?
What was that?
A quick overview. You said people have been making comments?
Oh, well,
like passerbys or in cars or what?
Well, not really like long dialogues, just, you know, chanting out pro-choice or one thing you hear a lot is, it's my body, it's my choice. The interesting thing is, I think it's not just their body, it's another person's body and life that's being permanently damaged by this. So,
any final thoughts?
Not really, I guess. I think everything that I've said pretty much covers what we're doing. So,
excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
You too.
We'll do. Okay. Who is this?
This group?
Or, yeah, however you want to describe it.
Well, this particular group here, we're a band of people just trying to be a witness for something that's totally wrong. And I think as time goes by, people start getting used to something, even something that is very horrific. And I think people need a reminder, and we need to be reminded also to be praying, and to, as we're doing with the people that are coming by, God always provides witnesses when there's something wrong. He'll provide a witness to let people know that there's something wrong, mm-hmm. and give them a chance to change. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here for.
Okay. Now, what is this? What's the purpose of this, sir?
It's to tell that abortion that's become the law of the land is actually the destruction of babies, human beings. That killing a baby in an abortion is no different than taking a five-year-old child and killing it. And most people would agree that killing a five-year-old isn't right. But for some reason, people are deceived now in thinking that an unborn baby, it's okay to kill. And then we're just trying to help people understand that it's just as wrong. It's just as wrong.
Okay. So who, what, where? We're in the Chauncey area.
Yes, we're in the Chauncey area.
When? It's first Sunday in October, October 7th.
Yes.
Why?
Why? Just for that reason, just an opportunity to get a group of people together to be able to share something that we feel is wrong, that God feels is wrong, and we're just trying to be a part of that and just share.
Okay.
And hopefully someone driving by here will see a sign or something, and they'll think, well, maybe there's something to that. And if one person comes to a better understanding and sees that, and maybe it saves one baby, it's worth it.
Okay. Now, how do you think this is going to help?
Just that. Just a witness.
Spur thought.
Just that someone's going to see something. Maybe someone driving by here is thinking about having an abortion, and maybe they're going to see these signs and think, well, maybe that's not the right thing to do. Maybe we'll plant a seed.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
Well, that's about all I got
now. Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Would you like to answer some questions? Internet radio show, real quick. All right. Who is this?
Who is this? This is churches all across Lafayette and West Lafayette, and actually nationwide and all over Canada, too.
Oh, yeah, it's a North American thing.
Yes, yes.
Do you know if you have anything in Mexico?
That I do not know. As far as I'm aware, it's America.
Canada.
States in Canada, yes.
Okay. What is this?
What is this? This is what we call a life chain. Basically, it's people who are standing silently, praying, trying to witness to people and let them know that abortion isn't as easy of an option and answer as that some may think it may be.
Okay. And the where, we're obviously in the Chauncey area. The when is the first Sunday in October, October 7th. Why?
The why? I heard you talking to the man next to me, and that's my biggest reason why. If I can stand out here for only 1 hour of my time in the heat, and I can maybe touch one woman's heart, convict her heart, that maybe she'll have second doubts about what might be the best option for her, and that she will keep that little beating heart inside of her beating.
Okay. And then how do you think this is going to help? Basically that?
Basically that. I think all these people all across America and throughout Canada and different towns and states, they're praying, and I think that we're all tools, instruments, and witnesses of God, and I think that's how, and by relying on Him and through His strength, maybe we can save one, two, if not more lives.
Any final comments?
Not really. Just thank you for airing this, and again, I pray for all those people in that position. It's not an easy decision, and you hear information from all over the place, and I just pray that the information that some people see today will help them make the right decision.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Okay. Who is this? Oh, no, I don't.
I just had an accident, so I look like...
Oh, no, you're fine. So who is this?
This is the Life Chain from Greater Lafayette and West Lafayette.
Okay. What is this?
A life chain is a prayer meeting, basically. We're asking God to put an end to abortion in our country. And we're also asking people to consider that abortion kills children, that Jesus saves and forgives and heals. And as my sign says, that life is the first unalienable right. We believe that that's self-evident in the laws of human nature.
Okay, and obviously the where, we're in the Chauncey area.
Right, this is the deal. Our fellowship here has this section. Different churches generally have a different section of the street.
Yeah, because it starts at the courthouse.
Right, from the courthouse up to Purdue campus.
Yeah, I started in Lafayette. I had breakfast at the Sunrise this morning. And then when I was coming back, I saw everyone. And I'm working on this website, The Media Collective. And it's basically local media, independent. I want to cover basically anything that happens in the Chauncey area to kind of give people a little synopsis of this goes on here. Maybe they don't know. You know, they didn't drive by or come by.
It's an annual event.
First Sunday in October.
That's correct.
Right, so that's the where, that's the when, why.
Why? Because we don't believe that children should be killed before or after they're born, that life is an unalienable right, and that they should have their right to life, that God created them in their mother's womb, that when conception occurs, a new genetic individual is created, and that that individual has every right as every other human being under the American Constitution, in spite of the errors of our Supreme Court. I find it analogous to the Dred Scott decision, where the slaves were declared to be inhuman for voting. They were declared three-fifths human for congressional districting. Basically, the Supreme Court in 1973 declared that unborn children are not human beings, which biologically is absurd. But that's the declaration that was made by the Supreme Court, and we're here to stand against that.
Okay, and then the big one, how do you think this is going to help?
Well, if we pray and if God hears and God intervenes, it will help. If we can change some minds and hearts, which I think we have over the past 20 years. 20 years ago, I saw a lot of pro-choice bumper stickers. They're quite rare anymore. I think there's a general shifting of the consensus in America. It's not to the point where abortion ends yet, but I think it is slowing down, and the consensus has shifted where it's not popular to be pro-death, as I say, anymore, and we hope it will continue to shift and end this as a Holocaust.
Okay. Any final comments?
I appreciate your work, and
no
keep
problem.
Keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Okay.
Who is this? No, this whole thing.
Oh,
not you individually.
It's a life change. A life change, and we're basically here praying for our country as far as their concern about their attitude about unborn children and their willingness to kill them.
Okay. Now, what is this? It's the life chain. Obviously, you answered that kind of. You care to elaborate any more?
We feel strongly that our country has a really bad attitude about this, and we feel like there's a lot of children that have been aborted that don't need to be and shouldn't be, and so we're just trying to make people aware that there's another viewpoint.
Okay. And the where, we're in the Chauncey area. Yeah, and the when is the first Sunday in October, October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yearly thing. The why.
Why are we doing it? You
mm-hmm.
want that answer again? Because we feel that very strongly that God does not approve of this, that this is a harm, we're harming children. Just because they're not born yet doesn't mean they're not children. In fact, I read this morning in Jeremiah, I think it was the first or second chapter, where Isaiah was saying again the same thing that said some other places, that God knew him and planned him before he was still in his mother's womb and had a purpose for his life.
Okay, how do you think this is going to help?
Well, we're hoping that, of course, that people will notice this and at least be willing to ask questions, think about it themselves, maybe try to find some more information. There's people that never really, you know, the way they've been brought up, a lot of people nowadays, they haven't really heard the other side, the side of life, so.
Any final comments?
Well, I've noticed there are a number of kids, college kids, drive by and they shout pro-choice, and the only thing that comes to my mind is, yes, you have a choice, you can have a choice about what you do, but you need to give that choice to the unborn babies, too.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day. Reporter questions. Okay, who was this now that it's over?
It's Life Chain, which is a national prayer service to end abortion in America.
Okay, now what was this?
A prayer service. People praying for an end to abortion, change of hearts.
Okay. And the Chauncey area, this part of it, but it started at the courthouse.
It started at the courthouse and went up to St. Tom's, I think.
Okay. And then the first Sunday in October, October 7th, every year.
Yes.
The why?
Because we believe that human life is sacred, and that when we see injustice, that we're called to
exercise your rights to say what you need to say.
Well, not so much to say what we need to say, to pray for a change and hopefully enlighten or open someone else's heart to change.
Okay, and then how do you think this is going to help?
Somebody who was undecided or pro-choice side and will at least reflect and think and maybe have a change.
Excellent. Any final thoughts?
Nope.